10. Hayden. Law was on the second level of the subterranean garage, and it took Hayden less than a minute to reach it. He pushed open the stairwell door, squinting his eyes to use the light from the plasma rifle's digital display to see into the area. The light glow from the screen was barely enough, affording him only a half-meter radius of vision. Hayden could barely see his hand if he stretched it all the way out in front of him. It made navigation challenging, but fortunately he was familiar enough with the layout to estimate his position. He tried crossing from the stairwell door, straight ahead to where there should be a desk. He only made it halfway before his feet bumped into something soft. He looked down, lowering the rifle closer to the obstruction to see it. Shit, he cursed, the illumination revealing Deputy Gore. The deputy was face down, angled toward the lifts, as though he had been making a run for it. He had 4 bullet wounds in his back. His revolver sat unused in its holster on his hip. Hayden knelt down, rolling him over enough to grab his badge and unbuckle the gun belt. He took both, tapping on the badge and using the green LED to give him a little more light and strapping the gun belt around his hips. It made him feel a little better to have the familiar weight of the gun on his thigh. Then he straightened, stepping over Gore, and crossing the rest of the way to the desk. He kept a hand on it, feeling his way around it and passing to the next. The armory was in the back of the room, but Deputy Fry would have the keys. Hayden nearly tripped over Fry's body on his way to the back. He knelt a second time, checking the deputy. Fry's revolver rested in his hand. Hayden took it and opened the cylinder. 1 round sat inside. 4 were in Gore's back. 1 was in Fry's temple. Self-inflicted. Hayden dropped the weapon and shoved his hands into the deputy's pockets, locating the armory key. Josias was an Axon. There was no doubt about that now. He made it to the armory, a reinforced cage lined with racks of guns, ammunition, and armor. There was no sign of entry. The door was still locked, and Hayden had no reason to think the Axon had taken anything from it. Why would an intellect need a gun when it could kill by manipulating the human mind? But it had come into the law office and killed the 2 deputies on duty. For what reason? To what end? Hayden opened the armory door, slipping inside. He took Gore's revolver and placed it on a nearby table, swapping it for something with a little more stopping power. He grabbed 2 50-caliber pistols from a rack of guns, scooping up a pair of ammo belts and a flashlight. He draped the belts crisscross over his chest and then flicked the flashlight on. He swiped it around the space, the beam casting the room in an eerie glow. He found a little relief in the absence of more dead. His deputy should have come running at the first sign of the Jaxcluth, whether the comms were active or not. The undisturbed contents of the cage, the lack of additional bodies, the silent darkness. It all told him the fight had been lost before it even started. At least there was still no sign of Natalia. She hadn't come to check the comms or try to fix the power. Had she done the right thing and taken Halya to the bunker? He hurried away from the armory, back across the garage to the stairwell door. He led with his plasma rifle, sending a stream of gas up the stairs as a precaution. The Jaxcluth had remained behind in the lobby, giving him free rein to operate, at least in the stairwell. It seemed strange that they hadn't tried to sneak up on him, but he wasn't going to question the decision. He re-entered the stairwell, able to move more quickly now that he had a flashlight. He shined it down the next flight of steps, the beam landing on another corpse leaned against the wall. No, Hayden whispered, heart racing as he ran down the steps to the body. When Deputy Salino said Heather was gone, he thought the deputy meant she was dead. Hayden realized now that Salino meant he had lost her in the chaos. She had probably come back here hoping to make it to the bunker. The result was the same. Her lifeless eyes stared up at him, an expression of sadness and terror forever etched into her face, dry tears crusting her cheeks. Like Fry, there was no sign of any physical damage to her body. She had crossed paths with the Axon, and it had killed her. It was as simple as that. Or was it? His gaze dropped to her hands. She was clutching something close to her chest. He reached out, pulling at her stiff wrist to get a better look. He jerked reflexively at the scrap of cloth. He didn't know why Heather was holding it, but he knew where it had come from. Ginny's dress. It was stained with blood. He turned his head away, refusing to believe what the cloth suggested. He had to find Natalia. He had to find her right now. "Ned!" he cried, new urgency sending him careening down the stairs.